2018 Money 2020 in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. We are here in the Coney DBX Experience Center.
All right.
Yeah. How are you? I should introduce you. My gosh, where are my manners? Kimberly Sutherland from LexisNexis Risk Solutions. How are you, Kimberly Sutherland?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's going really well. Yeah? Having some great interactions with companies, meeting a lot of new people, hearing some really good topics around identity especially, which is where I spend a lot of my time focusing.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, is anything in particular, but it sounds like identity is your focus for this show.
We focus heavily on identity management and helping customers be able to bring in new good customers and prevent fraud.
Okay.
So we actually are looking at ways that we can help in the payment space and all of the fast-moving mobile economy type of solutions, how we interact with blockchain.
Oh boy.
Ecosystems. We're open to everything and really think that digital identity and physical identity, understanding both of those together is the key.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be a big one in 2019 for
Absolutely. Sure.
Hold on tight, all right? And so speaking of which,
yes.
We're going to be talking about impacts of fraud within the lending industry based on a Risk Solutions annual True Cost of Fraud survey or study that you guys did.
That's right. This is our ninth year of True Cost of Fraud.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, so next year is our big 10-year anniversary, but this year we have had the chance to produce three different versions already. We have our retail and e-commerce version that was released in August. In September, we had our financial services one. And then just now, we've released this week our lending, True Cost of Fraud.
Okay.
It's really great that we can look at about 1,000 different respondents in those different versions to understand what they're seeing in terms of how they're managing fraud, what their experience for the organization is, and then what the impact is to their business.
Okay, are there a couple of findings you'd like to share? I don't want to steal the whole thunder, but just a couple would be nice. Yeah,
I mean, I think one of the big things is that we consistently see that digital and mobile is a great enabler for businesses, but it also opens the door for more fraud opportunities.
Okay.
So those remote transactions are much more challenging, and organizations tend to have a lot of challenges with verifying the identity of an individual, along with even knowing exactly where that transaction is coming from. So that's one thing.
Okay.
We see that the number of fraud attempts continues to grow each year, and the cost of fraud has actually increased as well.
I could imagine.
So we do a fraud multiplier, and what that looks at is for every dollar of fraud that actually happens, what's the real experience of the company? And for lending institutions, we're starting to see this approach actually past the $3 mark now. So if they
per fraud attempt or whatever,
for a dollar of fraud they experience. So if they had lost $1,000, it really feels like $3,000 to them.
Okay.
When you take all of the fees and other things that take to recoup that. So that's another piece. But then there's good news too.
Oh yay! We like good news.
So the good news is that we are also seeing that for organizations that really take the time to develop a multi-layered approach to fraud prevention, looking at the risk of the device, the risk of the digital identity of an individual, layering in forms of authentication, and they can be passive in nature, so they don't have to impact the customer experience, but having a multi-layered approach, actually those companies have a much lower fraud rate.
Oh, wow. So that reminds me, I have a little story from last night, because yesterday my original laptop fried, so I had to go to the Apple store and go buy a new laptop and get the other one fixed, obviously, but my financial institution, when I tried to spend, you know, an arm and a leg on this new laptop here, they went, oh, no, it declined. So I had to call up and identify myself and go through like this major interrogation because I don't live in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I'm traveling. And so I went through this whole rigmarole just to be able to get that laptop.
Right.
And so I get where you're coming from. So this is really important today. So,
and organizations are doing the right thing and trying to protect your account from fraud.
Oh, they did a very good job.
They're trying to find a way to also make it a pleasant customer experience.
Oh, it was awesome. Right? Yeah, it was awesome. And the other thing is, I'm sorry to go on a little bit of a tangent. I was talking to the Apple guy last night. I went to the Apple store. And he said the Apple store is one of the hardest hit fraud retailers out there these days, and so that's why they go above and beyond the call of duty when it comes to this stuff too. They're really cracking down. So it's good to know that folks like you and Apple and credit unions and banks and stuff like that are really cracking down on this stuff, because you have to, or else you're going to be in the headlines.
That's right. And you talked about an in-store experience, and I think that it really is omni-channel, right? So it's looking at what happens in the store, when you're on a website, when you call into the call center, when you're on a mobile app. Companies have to cover all of those layers of threat vectors.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Were there any surprises in the findings? Is anything going to go, oh, hey, that's kind of interesting? Anything raise your eyebrows?
That's a great question. You know, this is our second year with lenders, and so I guess, you know, it's not necessarily surprising, but we just continue to see these negative fraud trends grow. International is an interesting one. So our customers it's not necessarily the respondents in the survey that also did business internationally had even more challenges. So they would see about 40% of their fraud coming internationally, even though probably 40% of the transactions weren't international.
Right, right.
And so I think that's one thing to pay close attention to. Okay. How do you do a better job of verifying and authenticating, developing trust with transactions internationally?
Right.
Because most companies are trying to grow globally.
Mm-hmm. And, oh yeah, we're a global economy, so why not? But yeah, I totally agree with that. The trend is just on an upward trend for sure. So any lessons learned from the study? Anything? What's the big takeaway here? That obviously fraud's on the rise, continuing to.
Fraud's on the rise. Companies are trying very hard to address this issue, protect customers, while continuing to onboard new customers and grow their revenue. And so the key is you can do that without impacting the customer experience, but you have to use a multi-layered approach.
Indeed. And I'm thinking while you're talking, like, if you're in college right now, and if you want to find a major, cybersecurity is the thing to go to, because it's going to be around, and there's going to be some well-paid jobs as well. So,
and identity itself is a profession.
Yeah.
So thinking of, you know, understanding how do you do a better job of identifying and making a customer experience positive, I mean, that is a profession in itself.
Indeed. Good point. Anything else? Oh, I know. Final question. Where can we find it? Where can we find the study? Can we go to
LexisNexisRiskSolutions.com, you can find the study, along with the other two that I talked about.
Okay.
We also have another great report that's called the Cybercrime Report.
Mm-hmm.
So that is looking at billions of transactions that we see within our threat metrics network as well. So there's a lot of great thought leadership that you can grab from the website.
I'm going to check that one out, because that one sounds super interesting as well. Very cool stuff. Kimberly, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Appreciate it.
Nice.
And good job. Keep up the good work there, all right?